Welcome to the Blessed to Hunt Bible Study number one. I'm your host, Reed, with...
This is Sebi.
We want to start by reading today's verse that we're covering, which is Matthew 7:14. Sebi, could you read that for us?
Yes. Today I'm reading from the NIV, and it says... But small is the gate, and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Matthew 7:14.
That's so good, bro.
It's such a short verse, but it's got, it packs a punch. It's lots to dive into there.
Yeah, so, this is from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And I want to refer back to verse 13, right before 14. It says, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. Starting with that, it's calling this road essentially easy, right? It's all-inclusive, which... From what we're taught by Jesus, he's not exclusive. He calls everybody to him, but it is exclusive as in you have to, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him.
Correct.
And what he's saying here is essentially this is the opposite. Of him in 13, you know, 14, he's then describing himself, but he's calling himself the gate,
yeah,
the narrow gate.
Yeah. He is the way. And so when you think about this, you know, he is saying that the road away from him, the road to destruction, the road to the way of the world is wide, easy. Anyone has access to it. You really just don't have to do anything except, you know, just be not intentional, just kind of fumble through life.
Yeah.
And then on verse 14, now he makes a reference of small is the gate, which is himself, and narrow is the road that leads to life, that leads to him. And one thing that I find amazing is that he says, and only a few find it. Mm-hmm. Which means that to find something, you have to be looking for it. You have to be pursuing it. You have to be intentional about your time, your resources, your effort, your direction. And so, you know, it's a hard road, and it's the best road there is. Yeah, it has the most, you know, the most benefits, the most the best outcome, but it's narrow, it's hard, and we have to intentionally seek it and pursue it and walk it to be able to find it.
I was having this vision earlier while I was out rucking before we got on, and I was just thinking and really calling on the Holy Spirit to guide me through this verse, and this vision was coming to me of, you know, kind of like an old out west, you know, I just live in Texas. And when cattle are pushed through a gate, it always necks down, right? Now, if that gate is really wide, so in your mind picture, you know, big open pasture, cowboys working, and there's cattle being pushed, but it's just this giant entrance, right? There's going to be no urgency at all. They're going to be just running all over the place.
Just living.
Right? You have no, there's no, exactly. There's no narrowing whatsoever. The tighter it is, like to get, you know, like we watched the PBR or something, you got those chutes and they're guiding them into these narrow chutes to walk in there. But then there's this, after you get, you know, speaking specifically to like bull riding, like they're in this chute and then there's this wild breakout after, right? The opening. That's what, in both of these circumstances that Jesus is describing, there's the wide and the narrow gate. Both of these have something after them, right? Like you were saying, to find it. There has to be something we're looking for. What are we looking for? And this is speaking to eternal life.
Yeah.
You know, and I love, it's just amazing, like you said, how in 14 it says the road that leads to life. And we know life is, talks, Jesus referring to himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
To tie that in with hunting a little bit, we have all, you know, if you're a public land hunter, like you are, like you are savvy, like
narrow is the trail.
Yeah, dude. Like, and I've hunted public land not a ton, but you know,
enough to know.
Enough to know that some of the spots that they're, everybody, we love to complain about pressure, you know, and everybody is going down this big path. Like a lot of these WMAs, like there's a huge path, right? Well, the guys that are successful, they're diving off that path, down into the holler, down into the thicket, going into the stuff that the road less traveled.
Yes.
You know, and going through the thick stuff, like you were saying, it's harder. It is going to be harder, you know, in life.
Narrow.
Yeah, it's going to, and it's going to neck down. And a lot of times though, what is on the end of that is going to be a way better outcome.
Yeah.
You know, it's like shooting a shotgun with a wide pattern versus shooting an arrow, trying to hit a hair on an animal. It is got to be narrow and specific and intentional.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and 100%. So, you know, and kind of fleshing this out a little bit more, the road and success, obviously in life, success is Christ. Success is God. Success is, you know, living, in such a way in this world, like we are, you know, his disciples and living for God. And then in the afterlife being with him forever. So that is success. So if you want to kind of have a parallel to hunting, on the end of that narrow path that you have to be intentional about, that you have to pursue, that you have to be all in for, is success. Very rarely will you find success in the deer woods.
Yeah.
If you travel down that wide, you know, common, what, you know, just commonly traveled trail.
Everybody's going down, like heavily pressured.
And so you have to get away from the pressure. You have to get away from the way of the world, from the easy access, from potentially even, you know, walking through what you're going to be hunting, because now you just stunk it up. And now everything in the woods knows that there's human there. So the parallel is that traveling that narrow trail is going to lead you to success, you know, and even more so now we're talking about life in general, a different hobby, another pursuit, you know, being a husband, being a father, training jiu-jitsu, you know, our work life, everything that we do, this parallels to. So if you choose to just live and then just kind of be, you know, the days, the weeks, the months, the years go by and you're going fast nowhere. But if you're intentional about making the best of your opportunities, making the best of your time, continuing to choose that hard, continuing to be intentional and following that narrow, harder, more challenging path, you will make strides and make progress in all these other areas that you choose, you know, you choose to. So the big overarching theme here is that to get somewhere, to have success, to grow, you have to follow that narrow path. You have to do away with vices. You have to do away with, you know, living like a knucklehead, like we did at some point.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that you're going to be perfect, because we make mistakes every single day.
Of course.
But the more you shed off of yourself, obviously with God's help, the more you say no to, the more you say yes to the right things and the narrow path, the closer you're going to be to Jesus, to success, to hopefully some venison, hopefully some yeah. great memories. And then you hopefully get to bring folks with you and yeah. then help you in that pursuit.
Yeah, that's a good thought to have, you know, bringing your friends down the path with you. You know, what's so cool too is if you kind of envision walking through the woods with most of us have brought somebody hunting before or bringing them fishing, and you're kind of going down that tough trail. If you're paving that path in front of them, it's going to be a little bit easier for them until they can split off and start doing it on their own.
Yeah.
Right. And going down their own path, but it's also going to be narrow. Right. But bringing folks with you, you can kind of clear the path, and that relates directly to verse 14 and going down that narrow road, you know, and finding the end. The end of this is heaven, which is eternally being with God.
Yeah.
The opposite is eternally being apart from God.
Lost.
Completely, forever, you know. We got to remember that. This is two paths, and we have a choice. We have free will.
Yeah.
You know, so we just have to pick the hard route. And, you know, there's been so many studies lately, and a lot of it's a very common topic of conversation. Like, we have that thing in our brain that when you do the hard thing, it grows, right? And God is so real, and they've even connected that part of the brain with, like, longevity. And these folks that are living for a very long time, theirs is larger, and it's that part of the brain is essentially able to grow and shrink. And these folks that are living a long time, they're going through these harder, you know, like that generation, like our great grandparents type age, you know, like they went through the hardest times of America, through multiple world wars and the Great Depression and all these things. They went through the hardest times. But then look at the fruits that came from it.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. So we've been praying about this, and we've been reading the mm-hmm. word, and we talked a little bit beforehand, but not as much, because we didn't want to rehearse this or have this like extremely yeah. planned out. We wanted space for God to really speak and move.
For sure.
But there's one thing that you mentioned that I want you to talk about, which is, you, and I'll let you take it from here, but you mentioned if you find yourself in an easy spot, or if you find yourself being easy, yes, go ahead and hit that.
Yes, yes.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, this is the call to action for this Bible study. If you currently in your life are like, dude, I'm chilling, I can kind of just do whatever I want, like I don't really, nobody relies on me, or I just, everything's just kind of hunky-dory, and I'm just chilling, like, and it's very easy. Every week, every day is very, very easy. I'm going to tell you, that is not what Jesus is calling us to, right? It is supposed to be difficult, right? And but God is with us in that, and he never gives us too much that we can't handle. But if your life is going really easy, you know, that doesn't mean don't rest. That doesn't mean don't have a, you know, take Sabbath and have a good chill Sunday.
And it's not to say that you're blessed, but I think more of so, like, if you're just going through the motions, if you're just kind of just living and just like don't really have anything that you're pursuing or being challenged by or seeking, you know.
Exactly. It's exactly. And on the opposite end of that spectrum, if you're going through something really hard right now, take heart, because God is with you and you are on the right path. Now, obviously, if you're making bad decisions and it's making your life very difficult, that's not what we're talking about.
Stop doing those things.
Yeah, don't do that. Okay. You know, but those choices that are resulting in bad times are typically the easiest ones.
Yeah.
A lot of times the hardest choice is the right one. The easy choice can, as we've seen in verse 13, that results in destruction.
Yeah, and the thing about that, just to just to kind of point it out, like, it doesn't lead to destruction right away. So you may be feeling like it's all good. I'm living on my life. I'm having a good time. I'm doing X, Y, and Z. And it feels good in the moment. But when you really think about it and your overall life and your future and even, you know, currently and eternally, it has a big ramification. So, you know, obviously if you're in a tough spot because you're making bad choices, like Reed said, you know, that's something to talk about and deal with. But if you're just kind of living your life and just like going fast nowhere, that's not really maximizing your potential and pursuing your purpose. So if you're chilling and you don't have really anything to look towards, or you're not being intentional about finding that narrow path, then you're not on the right path. And so that's the whole premise here that Reed brought up, which I thought it was great. Like, you know, when you're on the path, because it's going to be hard, it's going to be challenging, it's going to require sacrifice of you. It's going to require for you to think about more than just yourself. Cause now you're thinking about your neighbors, about your family. You're thinking about your friends. Like, I want to make people better. I want to guide people in to this narrow path. I want to pull people behind me. I want to push people in front of me.
For sure.
I want to funnel, you know, all this cattle, all my friends, all my family. I want them all to enter through the narrow gate and continue to walk this path towards Jesus. So I thought that was super good, you know. And the call to action is, hey, if that's you, you need to snap out of it, and you need to like start pursuing something, work towards something that, you know, I have written down here is like delayed gratification, you know, putting the time in. Whether it's like in your personal life by choices, or even in like in the hunting and getting prepared for the season, like you have to shoot your bow. You have to, narrow in on your setup. You have to, rep, you have to climb the tree. You have to think about safety. You have to, you know, scout and all these things that you have to do to be able to then eventually, as you get closer and closer, reap the benefits of all those reps. And the same goes for a spiritual journey. So read the Bible, go to Bible studies, be around people that are going to sharpen you, pursue things that are hard so that you wire your brain to choose, to want to choose the hard path, the hard things, not the easy way of the world, not the junk food or, you know, just making such bad choices that you almost don't even remember what you did, or you spend a ton of money doing things that don't necessarily build you. So, you know, all these things that will zero you in and narrow you in into that path.
Yeah. That's great, man. Yeah. I think we'll end there. We pray that Matthew really 7:13 and 14 is a blessing to you, and take the narrow path.
Yeah, yeah. Do it. And you know, for anyone listening, whether you are a hunter, jiu-jitsu, you know, just pursue other things, if you need some help or some resources on how to, like, what to put in your life so that you can pursue this path, or how to, you know, sharpen the edge of your sword, or how to, you know, put on the armor, or just like take this on, reach out to Reed and myself. We can be praying for you. We can share some resources with you, or practices that are going to help you and challenge you and get you on that right path.
Yeah. Amen. That's great, man. Awesome. Thank you all for tuning in. Be on the lookout for our next drop, and we'll catch you on the next one. We are blessed to hunt. Jesus loves you. We love you. Thank you.